But if you, when you smoke it, you take it out of the brine and wash it off, mm-hmm. and hang it up and put a slow smoke under it out of hickory wood and wet hickory or oak.
If you don't smoke it, what do you call it?
Soft pork.
Do you ever hear of besides the general name, the specific name like fat back or white meat or anything like that?
Well, fat back was part of that was old fat bacon. Mm-hmm. People used to use it. They call it salt pork now.
Mm-hmm. When you talk about bacon, are you talking about the whole section of meat or?
No, the sides. Just the sides.
Mm-hmm.
Down below the, you know, the lower part of the rib cage.
What
the stomach part.
What if it's been sliced? Would you still call it bacon?
Oh yeah, you'd call it sliced bacon.
Okay. And do you ever hear people talk about a side of bacon or a middle
of
bacon?
Well, you can't get bacon on there. Couldn't get bacon on the inside of the bacon, which is the whole piece, maybe from 9 to 12 pounds, usually.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever hear the term middling?
Yeah, I heard, but I don't know how to place it.
Mm-hmm. What's the edge of the bacon that you cut off?
I don't know too much about that.
Do you need to get that?
Man, he got took out here one day and I had a colored postman, and I'm telling you, I thought sure he was going to bite him before I could get him off of that. Man, that dog, he just can't stand it. There's certain body odor or something they got. Boy, I'm telling you, he's not one that's raised by colored people. That's different. Mm-hmm. But one that's not raised by colored people. Mm-hmm. Man, this one here, I didn't think he was that bad. I used to have a little dachshund. And he was the same way. I finally had to put him to sleep. He got heartworms and one thing or another.
Mm-hmm.
But every dog I've had is the same way. But now, if they were raised by colored people, you know, mm-hmm. it's fine. They have been all right. But if they're not, well, they just don't like them. There's something about their body odor or something that they have is different odor than we do.
What about Mexicans?
Mexicans, they don't. They don't specifically pick them out. They just, it's just the colored people that they really don't like. They used to tell me that the reason that a dog tried to bite a postman, now that's one that I'll never understand. Now, you can have a dog in a house, and you can take that dog, and that postman never gets close to that dog. But he's invariably, this one makes friends with a white postman, a Caucasian. But they used to say that the reason dogs always about to bit the postman because the postman would hit him with them old big leather satchels.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that couldn't be true because I even take a dog that's never been close to a postman still don't like a postman. I know why. And I've never seen a dog yet that listens. You know, they'll eventually make friends with them if they keep coming by me. But when they first see them, boy, they don't like them. And that might have held true years ago, that about hitting at them. I didn't notice a lot of time when they hit them with them male pouches.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what they used to say, and I don't know. But when one that's never been close to a postman,
yeah.
He still don't like him. There's something about him he don't like. I don't know. This and here, if he could, he'd answer the phone for me. Now, he can tell when the phone rings on a television and when it rings here. If it rings, our phone rings, he'll howl. And if the phone can ring on our television all it wants to. And a lot of times, you know, when you listen to television,